Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked 100 days since Hamas launched a terrorist attack into southern Israel. The Jewish state responded with a military operation in Gaza that's still ongoing. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias.
Israel's air and ground military operations in Gaza, which aim to destroy the militant group, have killed an estimated 24,000 Palestinians. With no end to the conflict in sight, rallygoers in Tel Aviv stood in silence for 100 seconds Sunday, representing the number of days hostages have been held captive. Pauses in civil and commercial activities were also announced by Israel's Labor Union Federation, marking the solemn benchmark in the war. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News.
The White House says it's the right time for Israel to scale back its military offensive in the Gaza Strip, even as Israeli leaders vow to intensify their operation against the territory's ruling Hamas militant group. U.S. comments on Sunday exposed the growing differences between the close allies on the 100th day of the war. Campaigners gathered Sunday in Sydney for a rally to urge Australia to send unwanted helicopters to Ukraine from Sydney. Phil Mercer reports.
Australia's entire fleet of MRH-90 Taipan helicopters was grounded after a crash during a multinational military exercise off the coast of Queensland State in July.
VOA's him. Phil Mercer, this is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea Sunday, but a U.S. fighter jet shot it down. In the latest attack, roiling global shipping amid Israel's war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The attack marks the first U.S. acknowledged fire by the Houthis since American allied nations began strikes Friday on the rebels following weeks of assaults on shipping in the Red Sea. American Institute in China Chair Laura Rosenberger and members of the U.S. delegation of former senior government officials arrived in Taiwan on Sunday evening for post-election meetings with local political leaders. VOA's Kim Lewis.
Former U.S. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley and former Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg, members of the delegation, will meet Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen Monday morning. The American Institute in Taiwan is the de facto U.S. embassy in the Republic of China, Taiwan. Through a press release, the EIT said the U.S. government had asked Hadley and Steinberg to travel in their private capacity to Taiwan. China has said that it opposes any official interaction with Taiwan, but has not indicated whether it considers the upcoming visit an official one. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The Department of Homeland Security is accusing Texas officials of blocking federal agents who were trying to save a migrant woman and two children who drowned. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Homeland Security officials and Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar are accusing the Texas National Guard and Texas Military Department of physically blocking Border Patrol agents from entering Shelby Park along the Rio Grande River Friday night after they were made aware of three people in distress in the river. Mexican authorities recovered the bodies of the woman and two children Saturday across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. The Justice Department took the issue to the U.S. Supreme Court. Texas officials told the court they had seized Shelby Park, but refute that Border Patrol agents had been denied access. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sub-freezing temperatures blasting much of the U.S. put millions of Americans at risk of potentially dangerous cold as winter storms have left four dead and continue to dump snow from coast to coast. The National Weather Service said Sunday that wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 degrees in the states of Montana and the Dakotas. An estimated 95 million Americans face political, windy, frigid conditions with temperatures below zero even into northern Texas. In Buffalo, New York, could see up to 2 feet of snow. Weather so severe it forced an NFL playoff game between the Buffalo Bills and Pittsburgh Steelers to be postponed from Sunday to Monday. Denmark's prime minister has proclaimed Frederik X as king after his mother, Queen Margrethe II, formally signed her abdication. Massive crowds turned out to rejoice the throne passing from a beloved monarch to her popular son. Many thousands of people gathered outside the palace where the royal succession took place on Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.